What's up with everybody? Good evening. I'm about to tell you guys about how I turned a bad day into a good day. It all started last night with an argument. Everything was going great. I don't want to get into details, but it was just a shitty ass night. It was so shitty that the next morning I woke up feeling shitty. I woke up, I only got 5 hours of sleep, and I went to go on a run. And my first 2 miles were like shitty as fuck to the max. I couldn't even concentrate. My body was fatigued. My body was tired. I was still mad and stressed about the situation from the prior day that I couldn't even really focus. And I was trying to like awaken my senses the whole time, like to like look at the rain coming down, look at the grass, looking at the trees, just trying to open my eyes and, you know, trying to see more than I than besides my madness and the anger that I had. And it's like I was noticing some of the positives and I was able to see more, but I still didn't 100% have it. It was to the point where I stopped stopped at my second mile. I said, you know what, I think my body needs a rest. I didn't really sleep well. My hip was aching, and it was just like I just didn't feel 100%, even though I knew that I should have been running faster, on a faster pace, on another level, because I have a fight coming up. But it kind of reminded me of when I lost my first fight. Like, I just wasn't in the zone, and I just didn't know why, and I knew things weren't 100% right, but I wasn't 100% in the zone. And what I did is I went and sat down, and I did a meditation. It was a breathing techniques that I practice. If you're familiar with Wim Hof, it's with the Wim Hof method. If you're not, I would encourage you to research it. It's pretty much breathing in, but you're breathing in and you're dropping your breath through your shoulders, not through your belly, through your shoulders. And you're starting at a speed, a deep breath, and you're increasing the speed. And then you're doing a third speed, which becomes really, really fast. And then by the fourth level, you're going really, really fast and huffing out. So you're pretty much getting more oxygen to your body, and then you're releasing all the oxygen. And then you hold your breath in, and you squeeze your belly, and you're transferring all the oxygen from your belly to your chest and to your head, and till you can't hold it no more. And then you let it go, and then you hold it until you have to breathe again. So I do like a cycle of 3 times, and that, like, it felt really good. It just like brought me back to life. And then I said, you know what, I'm gonna continue with my run. So I went back into my run, and when I went back into my run, it's like all of a sudden my hip didn't hurt no more. My pace was much faster than it was before. It was funny because it's like I was even vibrating on a different level, because someone saw me before I ran and they were saying, man, you're running really fast. But he was being a fucking sarcastic ass motherfucker. Like, pretty much I was kind of running kind of slow. And, you know, so that like made me realize, okay, you know, I got to pick it up. And it was just all that with the stress. And when after the breathing techniques, I picked up my speed, and I didn't have no more aches in my body. My energy level was on another level. I even passed that person up to the point where I was on another speed. And by my fourth lap, I was just on another level, another speed. It's like if I had just woke up super fresh, was just full of energy. I was running really fast, and I just felt really, really good. My mind by then had already transformed. I made it to the next level, to my elite level, to my best performance. I just felt really good, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to write about this in my podcast. Pretty much how I got to do whatever it takes to get in the mode. You know when you're in the mode, and you know when you're not in the mode. And when you're not in the mode, you have to do whatever it takes to get in the mode, whether it's through a meditation. My personal thing is a meditation and some breathing techniques. And that worked really well for me. After that, I came home, I took a cold shower, and I cooked some food. I cooked some organic eggs, organic potatoes, with some strawberries, blueberries, and some berries. And my day started well. There was another segment where I got really stressed out because I pretty much was late to work because of all the things that I was doing, and I chose to cook the food, and then I chose to lay and watch a movie and cuddle with my girl instead. And what happened is time just started passing by. And then I started stressing because I was gonna be late to work. And then I was even unsure if I was gonna go to work. But then I was like, if I don't go to work, then I'm gonna be stressing off my work. It got to the point where I didn't even want to go to work. So I got back into the stress ball. And it was funny because me and my girl were just back and forth fighting all over. And I said, fuck this shit. I'm going to go to fucking work. I'm going to go sell a fucking car. And what I did is I was going to completely not go and just go have fun with my girl. But I knew I had responsibilities in the back of my head. It was better to show up than to not show up at all. And I didn't know what to do. I just felt like I needed to do something badass to fucking get in the zone. I didn't know what. I didn't know if I needed to go fucking just go out and fucking, I don't know. I just needed to do something to get in the fucking ring. Something to amp me up because I was feeling like kind of negative. So I pounded a fucking beer. And I was already dressed to go to work as it is. I pounded the beer. And I told my girl to make me a salmon. And to bring it to me to work. And that motivated me. You know, healthy food. I'm at work. And I went to work and I was like, the music came on. It's like it read my vibration. And I was like hyper. I was excited to go to work. And it was just on, lock, and popping. I got to work. It wasn't 100% the best day, but I ended up selling a half a car. I thought I was going to sell two cars, but somehow the deal fell through. And I ended up only selling half a car. One that I almost wasn't going to get, but I was fighting for it. And I made it happen. I ate my Alaskan salmon and I ate very healthy all throughout my day, except for the beer. But it was only one beer. It's not a big deal. It's not like I went and sat there and binge drinked all day. But my point is, my negative day started last night and it transferred into the morning to the point where it was going to fuck up my workout. And normally I wouldn't even work out if I didn't get 8 hours of sleep. I only got 5 hours of sleep. It started, half my workout was shitty and I ended my workout very late. Then I cooked and everything was great. And then it ended and it started getting shitty. And I almost let it stay shitty. But what I did is I didn't know what I needed to do, but I did. I just knew I had to do something. I pounded that fucking beer and I had the choice to sit there and go have fun with my girl and feel like shit on top of that because I was skipping out of my responsibilities. And instead, I just used that beer energy or that energy that I was trying to look for, and I went to work, and it turned out I had a great day. It's the end of my day. It's 8 p.m. and I feel great. I'm about to take a shower, get another workout, hit the bag, and then I'm gonna meet up with my girl. And now I can actually truly relax. I can do a photo shoot tomorrow and go to work. But that's how I turned a bad day into a great day. Two things that I mostly did: my breathing techniques. I realized what was going on. I did a hard workout. I ate really well. And I pounded a beer. Doesn't sound like the best idea, but fucking worked for me.